Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we have an injury.
It's a Niner defender down. And it's Fred Warner.
Oh, no. Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's Jim Nance and Tony Romo, CBS on the call.
Yeah, they did a good job,
man. And Fred Warner's injury. It's going to keep him out for the rest of the year, obviously, and 49ers and their fans dealing with some fallout here.
Yeah, and the players. I guess Warner didn't speak to the media, but he gave a post-game emotional speech to his teammates, so I'm sure that was heavy, you know?
Yeah. As bad as this weekend was in the Bay for the 49ers, how'd you like to be in Detroit? Oof.
Still not as bad as Phil.
Detroit, the Tigers got eliminated on Friday.
All right, that was a great game.
Michigan lost to USC on Saturday.
But Michigan
and
ain't
Lions
Michigan.
Lost last night.
Yeah, Michigan ain't Michigan. Michigan ain't Michigan since
January. Well, all I can tell you is, you know, one of my best friends, Dan Dale, he's a huge Detroit sports fan, and he was down.
He's down?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I would tell him, at least you're not in Philly.
Why would that be?
Because Philly was worse that weekend they had. Flyers, Eagles.
It was the Flyers' opener.
They lost.
First game of the year. Michigan's season just went down the drain. Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark. What's going on, man?
How's it doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to chime in with one thing. 2 years of injuries like this, why isn't anybody looking at the conditioning team, the conditioning coach? You know, we obviously there's some things wrong here. And I'll take your answer off the air.
I mean, okay. Steiny, we've talked about it ad nauseum. Where do you start? And Frey got rolled up on. That happens in football. Just telling the caller. I don't believe there's anything there. But about all the other soft tissue injuries, I don't know if you think there's something there. I don't. But what I do know is how the hell does this feel like? It feel like it keeps happening to the Niners.
I mean, in a crazy kind of way, when I see Warner go down, and then I look at his career, I'm like,
he's missed one game.
How does he not get hurt?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like
122 starts, he's made 121.
How do you stay healthy for that long a time in the NFL these days?
Oh, man. It's that position. That's a good one.
Yeah, let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I wish I could say it was a better day, gentlemen. You know, obviously we just lost arguably the best player on our team. Mm. So, you know, and, you know, out of anything, like, you know, I just wish him a speedy recovery and everything. And what I want to see is, you know, where are the Niners going to go from here? Are they going to be one of those teams that are going to do something about it? Because the record is still there. We're still 4-2. And quite frankly, we're still in it. It's just a matter of, like, you know, once our offense gets back, you know, we're going to probably get Kittle back. You're going to get Pearsall, Ayuk back soon, and just get those pieces that we need on the offense. And, you know, what Chasky and Spadoni were saying earlier, too, you know, they're going to have to be the defense of the team just to try to get those points on the board. You know, with Juwan Jennings' injury, yeah, that hurts. But Kendrick Bourne has really been picking it up, and I know that he's Mac Jones' guy. But I'd like to see what he does when Brock comes back. And quite frankly, you know, I'm really more interested to see what the Niners do moving forward. Are they going to still be all in and maybe go make a move or like a Hendrickson, and then maybe get another linebacker to replace. Maybe I'm even thinking like, you know, I think I'm getting his name right, Al-Shahir, you know, bring him back and just kind of refill the defense of what we're looking to do. Or are they just going to stand pat and just go with the flow and just, you know, I'm not going to say tank, but just not really do anything and just wait for the next season. So I'm interested to see what this next week is going to be like along with the upcoming games, guys. So that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, appreciate it. I mean, there is something about going out. It feels like it would be a desperation move almost at this point. And then do you really want to make a move in a year where your quarterback situation is uncertain because of injury? Pearsall, IU, Kittle are all hurt. Now Warner and Bosa are out for the season. I think it's fair to say, you know, I think the 49ers have to assess whether they want to, I don't know, add to this team totally right now or even make a you know, legit move. I mean, how much difference would one guy make? Either on either side of the ball, but I guess it would probably be on defense.
Yeah, no doubt. And Stein, it's crazy. That's why on a scale, my scale, the guru scale, 1 to 10, this injury to Fred Warner is a 12. And the reason that is had you asked me that before Fred got injured, it looked like they had something going. And they still may, but now I'm like, okay, all bets are off because there is no Fred. But, Stani, I might be holding on to my wallet in regard to my expenditures, knowing what you just ran down and not knowing with the continuity of who's a quarterback. I just can't see myself doing that because now I don't feel as close as I was defensively until this Warner injury. So we'll see how it goes. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. But as far as, you know, making a move and using more capital, I think that went away for me when Fred went down.
So Christian McCaffrey yesterday, 17 carries, 54 yards, another low yardage per carry rate, 3.2 yards per carry. Did catch 7 passes for 57 yards, so total yards, he was over 100.
I used to be him just on the ground.
Yeah. He was asking how satisfied he was with his game yesterday.
I don't know. I think we'll have to look at that tape. You know, I'm always my biggest critic, and so we'll see if it was a successful game or not, you know. But I think there's, you know, probably some plays that I maybe want back. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think, look, I work really hard, but at the end of the day, I mean, every time I'm able to step on that field, I'm very grateful. You know, I thank God for it because, you know, sometimes, yeah, you just – when you're able to play, it's a blessing. It really is. I don't take it for granted.
I got to tell you, Stoney, I mean, do what, 5'10", 5'11", about 210 pounds – I mean, do you watch him get tackled? Even when it's in the passing game, it's like he's taking a lot. And it's football. I know that's what you're going to say, Stoney, but nah, man. They're getting away with wrestling moves. And I'm not saying he's getting tackled more. Can I finish? He's taking a lot of pounding. He's not a big dude. Why would you say what?
Because Jack Lizzoli takes more pounding than other running backs.
Well, I'm just saying, on this team, he's not getting much blocking. I mean, it's Malachi crunch left and right, it just seems like. It's a lot of traffic. I mean, 17 totes yesterday, not much or nothing.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fan, what's the best case scenario from this point on for this team? Is it still the playoffs? Can you still get to the postseason? Are you at the point now where it's, let's get a good look at the young players and see who some of the keepers are from this past draft or two?
Well, you were doing that already.
Yeah, well, you get a better look at them now because they're going to be asked to do more, you would think. So
yeah,
is that a possible silver lining? But no, I get it. It doesn't look great for the 49ers right now. Interested to see who's quarterbacking Sunday.
That's just amazing.
If Brock Purdy comes back on Sunday, do you start to feel a little different about this team?
Would you let him come back?
Yes. Stop. Hell yes, if he's ready.
Now because Why of the not? Injury or just – I'm asking, has that changed from last week before Fred going down?
No, if he's healthy, he's got to play. If he's healthy, he's got to play. And if he goes out there and plays and you say – well, he doesn't look like himself, and you still think he's hurt, then shut him down for a while. Mm. But if he thinks he can play and the staff thinks he's healthy enough, then put him out there. I mean, if he goes out there Sunday and plays like the Brock Purdy of a couple years ago, I think we might feel differently about this team and their chances, especially if Purdy looks good Sunday, and then we know that they're going to get guys back.
Yeah, Mac was sacked 6 times, Stoney, but I do wonder. I kind of lied to you and didn't even know it earlier when you asked it. I think about Brock Purdy. I do wonder if he was back there, how many of those would he been sacked 6 times? I think it would have been lower. But the bottom line is, you know, in my head, I know the momentum was it was getting high, or it was starting to rise in regard to what the Niners should do at the quarterback position. And I didn't blame Mac yesterday. I was impressed with some of the throws, 347 yards if you're into that, but 2 interceptions. But Stoney, there is a part of me that feels like somewhat of the shoe dropped on the Mac train as far as is superseding Brock Purdy. And I don't know what Purdy's availability is, and maybe he can't go and they keep him out another week. But if you're saying, if he says he can go, you put him out there, maybe we're to that point.
888-957-9570. Does anything that happened yesterday kind of change your approach at the quarterback situation? I still think if Brock's not ready, then Mac Jones should play. But as soon as he's ready, then I think you got to put him out there and see what happens. As for Mac Jones, I don't know. I thought he was
I'm with you.
I was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, all right, let's just get to the nitty-gritty. That first interception, is that on Mac? Or, I mean, like Nat said, it's on his ledger. He threw a pick. I'm not trying to cape for him. But that wasn't egregious, right? That was a miscommunication.
I thought the first one was worse than the second one. Because I thought they were in a little bit of desperation mode on the second one. And the first one happens on the opening drive. You get the ball, you turn it over, and now boom, it's 7-0, and they're getting the kick to start the second half. And you just put yourself in a real bad hole there, I thought.
Let's talk about the second one. And it's easy for me to be Monday morning quarterback, Stoney. And when you're down, maybe Kyle didn't have a lot of confidence in his defense getting that stop that they needed. But why, the more I think about it, you're down 8, you kick that field goal after the Pooney false start, you're down 5 with about 5.5 to play, if not more. Anything could happen on the kickoff return, fumble, or they could go down, score, and bleed the clock. But do you think it's fair I could Monday morning quarterback that decision?
If you want, sure.
Had that crossed your mind to take the 3 in real time?
Yeah, I thought about taking the 3 after Pooney moved early. Now, you know, it was 4th and 1. That's 4th and 6. I mean, yeah, I thought, okay, now I kind of felt like, all right, now you got to take the field goal.
I was expecting it.
But maybe he thought they were so undermanned that
their
best chance was to get one there and then get something cheap later and steal one. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. This is Kyle Shanahan on how he felt Mac Jones played.
I thought Mac did a pretty good job. I thought that last turnover, the last pick was a tough one. On the first one on the game, we were hot on a blitz, and we didn't get the right side adjustment. He's got to throw that, and we had a bust on the route. I don't put that one on him. Thought he did some good things today, but nothing on him. It was on everyone collectively. Made too many mistakes offensively, defensively. Just not good enough.
Yeah, so he says Mac Jones –
gotcha.
Shouldn't really be faulted on the first one. The first one didn't look good.
He was thrown to a spot and had Bourne broke out. I mean, he's there. I'm not saying it wouldn't have been no interception, but it wouldn't have been that, which I don't know why it wasn't a pick 6, fix your cleats, but yeah. The coach said it wasn't his fault.
Let's go to Daryl. Daryl's in Berkeley. Hey, Daryl, how you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. A little heart sick this morning because of it. But as far as spending the money, I think we should still go after a DN. Maybe not too expensive. Go after a DN. Bring in Nick Martin because he was inactive last week, and even bring Mustafa down and play a modified 4-2-5 with Mustafa being that hitter. As far as our defense, we're not that bad. I mean, well, we lost Fred. Offensively, when Brock is healthy, put Brock in there. I don't think he'd have threw that pick because the commentators were talking about how Todd, you know, he is the magic he pulls off. But anyway, I don't think we're that bad. I'm hurt because of Fred, but, you know, I'm not giving up the boat, guys. So
I hear
you. What you're doing. We'll talk later. All right.
Thanks, Daryl. Hang in there.
Man, you're right, Sonny. The best part about, you said it earlier. Daryl just said it. I mean, you are 4-2. You know, you could be 2-4 and feeling this, you know, this somber mood. But outside of Fred, you got more games. You got 11 more. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm just trying to see how I get the Bosa. Let's do it by committee. But Fred was a big part of that. But Fred, I mean, Stoney, this is a dude that was calling the plays, doing it all, green dot, and he's gone.
I'll tell you the part that's hard to ignore is that they've had the maybe it's just because they're coming off a loss, but Purdy's been hurt. Like, just think about everything. Before game one, McCaffrey didn't practice on the Thursday, and everybody was worried that maybe he was not healthy coming into the season. And then Brock Purdy comes out and he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And then Kittle gets hurt. And then Pearsall gets hurt. And then Bosa gets hurt. But there's something about Fred Warner, and I'm trying to figure out from 49er fans whether this is like the feather or whatever, the straw that broke the camel's back, or whether, no. It's not the fact that he's the fifth or sixth injury, and that's taking its toll. It's the fact that it's Fred Warner. And even if we lost Fred Warner and we were healthy in other areas, we'd still be this bummed out.
Mm.
Like it does feel like the Warner injury is definitely more of a bummer than any of the other injuries, including Bosa. And I'm just trying to wonder if it's like the last straw, or it's because it's our guy. It's Fred Warner, our Iron Man, and one of the best players in football.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the latter part of what you just said, Stoney. I think that's it. But again, I'm not saying these dudes are going to quit. Bethune, I mean, 5 solo tackles, was in on 10. But I did a bad analogy with the Steph Curry. Not that he has that much gravity. But let me ask you this, Donnie. McCaffrey was gone much of last year, played 4 games. Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? And you had Bosa and Warner at your disposal. And yet you still compiled a 6-11 record.
It's a good question.
I just feel like when we say heart and soul, I don't just throw it around. Me personally, Fred was that. He was the Draymond and Steph combined. So now you have a bunch of youngsters that got to step up. You're right. And I'm just wondering who's the adult in the room. And Sala can do so much. You know, I was looking at him yesterday like, what's he thinking? Knowing we need a damn stop here. And then Johnson for a touchdown. And it's like, you know, that's not what he wants to happen. But he can do so much. But Fred was the guy that I thought galvanized the defense, sniffed out stuff, stopped the run, and now you're about to embark on your first 4 quarters for the rest of the season without him.
I mean, you know, we've talked in the past about how, you know, McCaffrey's probably their best player.
Yeah.
But it kind of feels like a lot of people believe Warner may be their best player now, and that's why this one hurts, because –
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't overcome Warner in conjunction with Bosa. So I get it. That's going to be the big challenge for the San Francisco 49ers. And hopefully, you know, their defense can stay gritty, and as they get players back offensively, maybe they start scoring more points. What's the 49ers high for points this season? Have they hit 30?
I want to say New Orleans 26.
Yeah, I don't think they've hit 30.
26-21, I believe.
So, you know.
But now you have to, partner.
Exactly.
If the intel is right, you got to believe. Like if who was the caller that said Shasky and Spadoni, might have been Derek, said the offense has got to put up more. But that's what's got me a bit nervous, Donnie, is how do you do that if you're not able to, you know, obviously the run blocking is an issue. But even pass protection yesterday, 6 sacks, that can't happen.
Yeah. No, I mean. It wasn't a great offensive performance yesterday, even though Mac Jones racking up the yardage. It's also clear that, I guess the 49ers, if they execute to perfection, can overcome it. But it just feels like teams they're just okay with letting, like, McCaffrey get 7 yards. Yeah, I mean, it seems like teams are just. They're okay with letting McCaffrey get all that underneath stuff. And it almost feels like it's because they know at some point in the drive that on first down, the defense will get a hold, or the 49ers will hold on offense to put them at a first and 20 or a first and 15. But, like, I just don't think the defenses are sweating these 5 to 6 yard chunks as they're moving up the field. Now, the one thing I will say is, they've scored points now when they would have never scored points early in the year, and that is when they don't get into the red zone, they still have a guy who can kick 50-yard field goals. So I think they got, at least two of those field goals yesterday were field goals when they never made it to the red zone. Mm. But they have a kicker now that can hit it from that far.
It sounds like you're saying to me, and we don't know why, because the question's still out there in regard as McCaffrey lost the steps, Donnie. And I'm just saying that noise, depending on who you listen to, is getting a little louder. But the numbers don't lie. His longest run of the season, can you guess?
13.
15. And yesterday it was 11, 3.2 on the ground. But the way you describe, teams are kind of letting them, it's almost like they don't fear them or fear. You know what? They're not what they used to be as a unit. Now, if you want to break down and tell me that, you know, another running back would do more. But, Stani, I know you got to scoff like, Guru, he's a running back. Just watch McCaffrey get taken down to the ground. I'm telling you, Stani, it's like gang tackle every damn time, and he pops back up. But I'm like, man, he's not Earl Campbell. But you got to be thankful that he hadn't got hurt, because he was the one everybody was worried about coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think there might be something, and I don't know what the exact strategy would be, but the one thing that teams have done all season long is McCaffrey has not had any real big plays, like none, of course, as you've just said, through the running game, but like how explosive has he been in the passing game? I mean, he's had some, I bet he's had 6 20-yard or more catches.
Well, 57 maybe? Yesterday, but Stani, to me, 1 for 23 yards. They're coming like more like screens, you know? And he's not Jerry Rice, and you're not asking him to be.
All right, so what were his numbers?
17 for 54 on the ground.
What about receiving?
He had like 7 for 57, 8.1 a pop. And his longest was 23.
So he had a 23 in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I always like to do this.
But that pass could have went 5 yards and he ran 18, Stoddy, if that's where you're going.
No, where I'm going on is, so then he had 6 catches for 34 yards outside of that one.
Gotcha.
Which I think it looks like teams are, they're willing to give that up, even though it feels like, well, you give up 6 yards a catch, they're eventually going to push the ball down into scoring position.
Kittle's coming back. But right now, if a gun to your head, you had to make the bet. Is this offensive line capable of improving their run blocking?
Yes, of course.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, then they're done. Like, seriously.
But see, why you go there till they're done? They're 4-2 with it still being pissy.
Because it's not sustainable. Mm. It's not sustainable to win if you can't run.
How's it going to get fixed?
They got to be better. They got to execute better. If they're lacking talent, like on the offensive line,
he's having a sophomore slump, right? I'm watching him, Stein. He was phenomenal last year.
Really?
Last year he was great.
For a rookie, I'm sure he was pretty good.
You haven't mentioned Trent today, so man, we need to.
No, he. You see him go after that guy 5'7". 192 pounds after the game had been decided.
Hey, he was come standing on, up for us, dude.
Come on, man.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Trent.
Big Trent. Yeah, Steiny, I'm down on the O-line until they show me otherwise, man.
Like, I'm just not a fan of, the play that ends the game, and then on that play, one of your guys gets an unsportsmanlike.
Well, you saw the Chiefs lying last night.
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get to all your calls on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And don't forget, this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is going to be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale, and it starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden is going to be open with a DJ and bartenders serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. That's right. Just drive to Laughing Monk and have signed up for the shuttle, and you take the shuttle to the game and back to Laughing Monk. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, to sign up now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.